today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salam Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special. I invite you to be with this program. We're going to speak about dignity in Islam.
You could easily take away everything you've given me. And I try to remember not to take anything for granted. 'Cause I know that one day, suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you.
Today, Saturday, is the 2nd of Sha'ban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 14th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As we used to start with the verses of the Holy Quran, for today we choose verse 65 of chapter Yunus. We'll listen to it together.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا يحزنك قولهم إن العزة لله جميعا هو السميع العليم.
And let not their speech grieve you. Indeed, honor due to power belongs to Allah entirely. He is the hearing, the knowing.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Imam Ali, Amir al-Mu'minin, peace be upon him, said, "The friends of Allah are those who are sincere in their worship. They are cognizant of the depth of those matters that are of the world, whereas others attach importance to the outward appearance of the world. These group believe in the idea of the permanent character of the world, while the others do not believe in its lack of permanence." It is also narrated from Imam Baghir, peace be upon him, who said that it is written in Imam Sajjad's book concerning the friends of Allah that they are those who accomplish their religious obligations and act according to the practice of Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him and his pure progeny. Brothers and sisters, on dignity in Islam, we can say we are all dignified from birth. Allah has given us some level of honor as our capital. In chapter 17, verse 70 from the Holy Quran, Allah the Almighty says, "Certainly we have honored the children of Adam." Our responsibility is to utilize our capital and add to it. If you do not add to it and lose it instead, then this is a serious loss. We are to appreciate, safeguard, and add to it. We must also pass it in our own social circle. A dignified person treats others with dignity and never humiliates them. Those who humiliate others lack dignity in themselves. People of dignity never use abusive words. A true believer never descends into dishonor. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with self-esteem in Islam. Self-esteem is a very important, precious jewel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to all mankind, one by one, without exception. And this important distinction or distinctive mark has been given to the noblest of all creatures, that is, the human beings. And this is a differentiating factor or differentiating element that makes distinction between human beings and other creatures. It follows that freedom and the sublime resolution that can be found in people's decisions and character, all of them, because of the presence of the element of self-esteem in his or her personality. So we find that self-esteem is one of the main pillars of one's dignity and personality and makes one reach the pinnacles of all success. Those people who have proved very successful in their lives, they've been those people who never sold or bargained their self-esteem with anything else. In Islam, everybody has been educated and taught not to lose one's self-esteem. Those people who experience self-esteem, especially from the Islamic point of view, never accept any kind of humiliation or humility. And they never sell this precious diamond in return to anything. However, those other things, precious they might seem, or they might glitter.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله.
Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
On speaking about dignity, let's look at a scene of Imam Hussein's life. One of the basic rights of man is maintaining his dignity from transgressions or degradation, both physically and verbally. If we refer to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, we find that it recognizes a human being's dignity in its introduction. It also recognizes their equal rights as a basis for peace, justice, and freedom. It argues that humanity seeks a world in which individuals enjoy freedom of speech, belief, and actions. It is thus essential that laws protect human and their rights from tyranny and oppression. Imam Hussein focused on maintaining human dignity in his reformational uprising by refusing to be subjugated and preferring death with dignity to life in humiliation. He said, "Verily, the pretender Yazid and son of pretender have made us choose between humiliation and swords, and far from us is humiliation. Allah, his prophet, the believers. The honored spirits and the dignified souls reject our humiliation and prefer us not to submit to evil people, but instead to face an honorable death.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. هديت قلبي شكرا نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
You're listening to the continuation of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Now we'll look at the tips of dignity and respect. The first tip is watch out yourself. Take a look at your life and think whether there is something wrong with you and your behavior, or it is just the perspective of certain people around you. It might be the fact that you have a wrong perspective towards life and taking it wrong. Make efforts for the smallest stuff. This is another tip. Having respect for yourself in life is important too. And when you make efforts for the smallest stuff, you get a feeling of dignity in achieving them. So instead of waiting for a miracle, go ahead and make it happen for real.
It has been narrated from the sixth Imam of Ahlul Bayt, Al-Imam al-Sadiq, salawatullahi alayhi, that مَا أَقْبَحَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِ أَن تَكُونَ لَهُ رَغْبَةٌ تُذِلُّ. How embarrassing, how ugly it is for a believer to have a desire that humiliates him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the human being in honor and dignity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Holy Quran, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. We have given honor and dignity to the progeny of Adam, to the sons of Adam. One of the greatest treasures that we human beings have, and one of the greatest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, is honor and dignity, karama. وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. That is why you find noble people, people of honor and dignity. No matter what you do with them, they are willing to forgive you. They will interact with you in the best way possible. But don't ever mess with their karama. Don't ever mess with their honor and dignity. Because they are noble people. They value honor and dignity. No matter what you do with them, they'll forgive you. But the minute that you mess with their dignity, with their honor, with their karama, you will see a different reaction. Because it's very valuable. There are people who are willing to fight to protect their honor and dignity. There are people who are willing to die to protect their karama, their dignity, their honor. It's very valuable to them. And actually, this is something that we learn from the lives of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them. Al-Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, what did he say on the day of Ashura? When those enemies of God wanted to take his honor and dignity, what did he say? Hayhat min al-dhilla. You can take my life, you can take my family, you can take my lands, my wealth, everything, even my blood. But you cannot take my honor and dignity. Hayhat min al-dhilla. We will not allow ourselves, the Ahlul Bayt, to be humiliated, for our honor and dignity to be taken away.
That was all for today's special. We were speaking about dignity in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue this topic. But till then, we'll leave you in Allah, the Almighty's protection.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي